Phone Boy Speaks, episode 805, Net Neutrality. We just don't know yet. As you undoubtedly heard earlier in the week, the FCC made some decisions, quote-unquote, about net neutrality and how they were going to regulate the internet using Title II. Now, at this point, there's been so much said about it, and I think, you know, I think what I should say at this point is we really still don't know, right, what the FCC has said, right? There has not been a release of the actual text of the order. I guess we're still waiting for the dissenting opinions to be, I guess, included in that. And so while they announced what the result of the vote was, they haven't actually said what they haven't put the text out. So we really don't know what we're cheering for at this point, which, you know, it's true with a lot of things on the internet. People tend to, I think this happens in, you know, other parts of real life as well, I guess, is that people make assumptions based on what they've heard, and the facts may have been reported differently than they truly are, or whatever, or the facts are incomplete. And yet at the same time, you know, everybody's cheering, and I'm not sure yet. I mean, to be perfectly honest, I know I've expressed skepticism on earlier podcasts about whether, you know, using Title II is appropriate or whatever. And I'll put some links in the show notes that if you haven't really read about this in many ways, that there's a couple of pieces that say there's good, there's bad, but the fact is we just don't know, right? And until the order comes out, and then we can't really comment on it. I mean, we can, I suppose, we can say what we want, but the fact is we don't know what the facts are yet. And so, rather than, you know, come up with a half-cocked opinion one way or the other, I'd just say, you know, let's wait, guys. Let's find out what's actually going to happen. And of course, there's been rhetoric on both sides that have been put out, including by, you know, the telcos, of course, are putting out the we're not happy with the decision, and yet they've pretty much spent their entire life being regulated under Title II. And we just don't know, guys. So let's wait, let's see. And, you know, then we'll freak out. But I'll say this again. I still think that the real solution to this problem has nothing to do with Title II. It has everything to do with competition. If the FCC could somehow do something about that. Well, actually, the FCC did do something about that. Now, whether they have the jurisdiction to do something about it is another question. But actually, the FCC did do something, and this isn't getting a whole lot of airplay. But the fact is that they actually said, you know, they kind of overturned, and I'm not quite sure how they did this, but there's some states have laws on the books that basically prevent municipalities from deciding for themselves to provide broadband, i.e., you know, give some competition. And they've apparently overturned that. Now, again, I don't know if they have the jurisdiction to do it, but they apparently did. And so I think that's actually going to have a much bigger impact than any sort of regulation with Title II. So, again, we don't know what the facts are on that, and we'll just have to wait and see. But we got a lot there, you know, to say. It may not be what everybody wants it to be. Personally, I'd rather have the government not involved in it, but this is what it's come to, I guess. And I guess we're gonna get some sort of net neutrality, but I have a feeling that no matter what happens, that it's not going to end up in the consumer's favor. And that's really all I can say about it. Thanks for listening to this episode of Phoneboy Speaks. Visit phoneboy.com/PS on the web for more information.